produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good day, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness with your host, of course, Terry Jackson Carson, or Coach Terry, on Josie's Inspirational Radio Network, USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Network. Hello, everybody. How are you? I am always so blessed to be able to share this moment with you as we talk about love and kindness and family. But I want to talk about a particular topic today that a lot of people don't like to acknowledge or talk about. It's something that's led into secrecy in our families or past generations where no one really talks about. And I think that's really unfortunate. I don't think that's something that God would want for us. So I'm going to start with scripture of love in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not envy. It is not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. That's true love. That's kindness. You know, when I read that, I know when I read it, I say, wow, I'm human. Because I'm not easily angered, but I've been angered before, especially if you try to attack or hurt my child as a mother. And I look at these words in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5, and I said, wow, am I love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Think about that for a moment. I meditate on that and ask God to forgive me because I know that I have been easily angered in the past. And so that is not love. And so that is something that I can honestly say. You guys know Coach Terry is black and white, no gray in between. I'm quite transparent because we're human. And God does know our heart. But oh, what a blessing to be able to acknowledge something that is not of God. And He be able to forgive you for that and move forward. So what I wanted to discuss today is a topic called domestic violence. Many of us across the world have been abused in our lifetime, or we know someone who has been abused physically, verbally, emotionally abused. And so God says in 2 Peter 1:5-8, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when I think about people who have been abused, I know that they're not making the efforts to add faith and goodness and knowledge and self-control and perseverance and godliness and brotherly kindness to others. So, across the country in the month of October, which is in the United States, across the country, October is the month where domestic violence awareness is acknowledged. But it happens to somebody every 60 seconds. Every 60 seconds, somebody is abused emotionally, verbally, and or physically. And it alarms me as a wellness coach, because we talked about wellness is a balanced channeling of energy. It's about taking 100% responsibility of your choices and your actions. And if we take it further in the spiritual component of wellness, we are asking God to guide us. We're asking Him to continue to lead our path, be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we sit in silence and fear, and we allow the devil to get full on us, hiding the secret because we live in fear. I bring this topic up to you around the world today because I see a need of education. I see a need of giving women and children as much help as possible when it comes to domestic violence. It's something that I am passionate about getting the word out, and it's something where I know I can save lives. So I have some statistics that I'm going to read to you, and it can be quite alarming. But the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence launched a Day of Unity back in October of 1991, combating domestic violence to unite and connect within the communities. And over the years, the day has since evolved into a national month of awareness on the issues of domestic violence and an intimate partner across the United States. We take this month as an opportunity, they say, to deepen our understanding of the issues and lift up and connect with those who work to end violence across the globe. So this Center for Disease Control, you can look it up, www.cdc.com. They have a video about what are domestic violence and intimate partner violence looks like. It talks about get connected and that you're not alone, so it can give you resources and information to get help. But here are some stats and or statistics I wanted to give you all, just to give you a perspective and to kind of paint the picture about domestic violence or domestic abuse that's happening to more women and more children across the globe. Now, in the United States, an average of 20 people experience intimate partner physical violence every minute. So since we've been on the phone and we've been talking, whether you're listening by your phone or whether you're listening on radio or you're listening in your car, whether you're listening wherever, 20 people per 60 seconds have experienced domestic violence. That alarms me. It alarms me so. It saddens me. It saddens me because that tells me there's a lot of people that are unhappy because they feel like they have to hurt someone else. One of my wise friend girls, who's no longer with us on earth, God bless her, she always used to say, hurt people, hurt people. And I said, that is so sad. How can we turn that around as people of God to bring love into the world so that people don't feel like they have to hurt others in order to feel good? So if we really were going to do the math, this equates to more than 10 million abuse victims a year. 10 million abused victims per year. Now in Canada, they say 25% of all violent crimes reported to the police involve family violence. Family. We're talking about family in this series, and it's like, really? We're supposed to really love our family. You know, it's God first and then family. But we got people reporting violent cases and crimes within their own family. In the United Kingdom, an estimated 4.3 million women aged 16 to 59 have experienced domestic abuse. In Mexico, it says a 2016 nationwide survey reported that 43.9% of women have suffered some form of intimate partner violence in their lifetime. So we can talk about some signs and symptoms, or just some signs of domestic violence, because some of us that are listening today, this evening, this morning, this night, may not even know that they're in trouble. And I want, as a wellness coach, your wellness coach, for you to be able to know the signs and to acknowledge it as soon as possible. And these signs are telling that you are trapped and you could possibly be in an abused relationship. So how many of us that are listening have been humiliated in your life? Humiliation is a form of abuse. It may start out with little subtle jabs or insults in private and then become full-blown yelling, embarrassment in public. And before you realize it, you're like, I'm being abused and humiliated and bullied. It really doesn't take much for an abuser to get angry. And they start to make you feel guilty for everything. Everything's your fault. And that type of humiliation is meant to make you submissive. It's to make you feel like you have to be controlled by this abuser. And you do it so that they don't have any more outbursts. So you become submissive, they take control, and you just want to keep the peace, so you don't say anything. All you want to do is just really satisfy their needs, just so you don't have to be humiliated anymore. Another sign is verbal insults. So terrible. If you are in a relationship where your voices are elevated, name calling, foul language, throwing things at one another, insulting each other's intelligence, their worth, that's verbal insults. And that is a form of domestic abuse. Physical violence. That's when somebody puts their hands on you and you could possibly be bruised, beaten, black eye, busted lip, twisted arm, a quick slap maybe to get your attention, grabbing at your arm, a choke, punch, even just raising their hand at you could be a form of, well, it is a form of violence. It's fear. And so before I move on to the rest of the signs, we have to think about what the abuser is carrying and what are they believing to make them believe it's okay to do this to other people. And so as women and men across the country who are children of God, we pray for those people because hurt people hurt people. But we also have to love ourselves and get to a safe place. We have to get to a safe place. And many of us feel like we have to stay because if we don't stay, you know, they're going to harm themselves or they're going to try to kill me. What if I don't get away? And so that's when we have to have a strong faith. We have to think about making the best choices for ourselves because we have to love ourselves too. And we can get help for that under another individual, but you got to get out and you got to find somewhere to be safe. Now, men are abused as well. I'm not excluding the men. Men are definitely abused. It's just that studies show more women and children are in domestic violence cases. But don't get me wrong. There are men who are abused verbally, men that are abused physically, and men that are abused emotionally. And so anybody who's harming you in any sort of way, physically, emotionally, or verbally, you want to remove yourself from that individual because your self-worth and self-love is better than that. And Jesus wants you safe. What about controlling behaviors? This is something that we don't start to acknowledge till later. I'm talking to the ladies out there. Sometimes the abuser likes to isolate you from your family and friends and aims to alienate you. So your friends and family may be having a get together and your abuser makes you feel guilty about wanting to go or tells you that they need time with you when you're not going. At first you may think this is an individual who's, you know, putting their foot down, leading and taking lead of their family or their relationship, and that they're really investing in you and your future, but it will slowly start to spiral into being in control. And that's something you've got to pay close attention to. A lot of women live in fear because they're afraid that they're going to be unfortunately harmed even more if they were to talk back. Mood swings, unpredictable mood swings. You're not quite sure how that abuser is going to respond today. One minute it could be total rage, and the other minute, sweet as pie. Picking at faults. Most abusers who use verbal abuse as their prime tool will treat you like a misbehaved child, yelling and disciplining you. Totally unacceptable. We talked about alienating your friends and your family. Absolutely. Just keeping you totally separate from the people that love and care about you. Placing blame on you. Everything is your fault. Everything. Big time, the big M is what I call it. Manipulation. Oh boy. It's, you know, anybody who is good and has gotten away with abusing people are really good at manipulating. So much that they actually convince their partners that they're crazy. And that they are abusive because of your misbehavior, or because you didn't do what they said in a timely fashion, or you didn't clean the kitchen counter off to where they liked it, or you didn't sweep the floor properly, or you didn't fold the towels a certain way. They start to make you feel really bad about that. They make you, manipulation's all about doubting yourself, or you saying to yourself, I'm a good person. What did I do to deserve this? Am I a good person? Maybe I'm not a good person. Maybe this is all my fault. When you start to think like that, they're manipulating you into making you believe this is all your fault, which is truly cruel. Outbursts. We talked about that a little bit earlier. You know, think it's not strange, it says in the Bible. Think it's not strange. If there starts to be some calculated outbursts, like yelling and hitting you and trying to convince you that they have no control over their violent or verbal abuse, and start to change and start to cry and ask for forgiveness or say they didn't mean it. Those are like different psychological problems that's going on. And, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to study the psychology of an abuser that abuses mostly men and women or have. But what I do know psychologically, something's not right. And what we have to do is we have to continue to pray for that individual, even though they've hurt people physically, emotionally, or verbally, and for them to get some help. But like I said before, you have to make the decision what's best for you and get out and then get them help. Get out and then get them help. So, if we're all supposed to love, love is patient. An abuser is not patient. They're quick. They're reactionary. Love is kind. Well, they could manipulate you into thinking that they're kind and that they're okay, and they were just upset about something. When you start making those excuses, not a good sign. It doesn't envy. Love doesn't envy. So if you're with a significant other, spouse, or family member that is abusing you because of envy, that's not love. It doesn't boast. Does your family, significant other, husband, or partner boast? Are they rude? Are they self-seeking? If so, that's not love. Are they easily angered? That's not love. Keeps no records of wrong. An abuser keeps the records of wrongs. Ladies, gentlemen, teenagers, children out there, it's not love. It's time to get somewhere that's safe. You know, I used to be in many women and men's shoes, not literally in your shoes, but in your situation. And I used to rock back and forth in silence and ask God to give me direction. Lord, just tell me what's the best way, you know, to not feel this pain any longer. And he said, you got to remove yourself from the situation. And you got to remove yourself now. Because you're not safe. And I was obedient and I did exactly that. And I'm grateful that I did. And I want to help as many people as I can to live in balance and live in wellness and live in truth. And be honest with yourself to be safe and get help. Because that's the only way that you may be able to save your life. If we keep allowing just one more day, or, you know, maybe they're going to turn it around. And maybe they will. But they can turn all that around with you gone. And you can be there and you can pray with them so that they get the help that they need. So there is a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE. And it's 1-800-799-7233. The 7233 spells out the word SAFE. So you can call the domestic violence hotline and you can get the help that you need. And start to plan your exit. Now, someone who's being abused, it takes a lot of stamina to create a exit plan. And it has to strategically be set so that the outburst or the rage doesn't start to come out if you're in that situation. Nothing in your routine could look different. You just have to prepare and start to build upon breaking out, getting loose, being free. Takes a lot of prayer. Takes a lot of prayer. And hopefully you are or can go to somebody that you trust and that loves you. But this I do know. God will never leave you nor forsake you if you call on Him. He will never leave you nor forsake you if you call on Him. It is an unfortunate topic to talk about, but it's so needed. Remember, your health is your wealth, but your wealth is your wellness. We're going to continue talking about abuse and abusive relationships and acknowledging the fact that you can be set free and you can live in love. So stay tuned. This is Coach Terry on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World. Produced by Kayla Paget, Finding My Way. Be blessed. Be well. God bless. Be safe.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.